You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Greetings, metaphysicians. You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci. Welcome to episode 32. Today, we are going to be talking all about one of my very favorite stones, moldavite. And actually, as we'll find out, moldavite is actually not a stone, a rock, or a crystal. To help me out with this conversation today, we are going to be joined by guest Levi Reynolds. Levi, the Moldavite guy and host of the Moldavite podcast, is the owner of Moldavite Life and MoldaviteJewelry.com. He is a regular guy walking a new spiritual path after being activated by Moldavite, the stone of transformation, in 2016. Levi now creates unique jewelry, Moldavite oil, and other innovative crystal healing tools. Drawn to working with metaphysical meteorites, moldavite, and other cosmic crystals, this crystal alchemist is now creating the largest selection of high vibration energy jewelry on planet Earth. So let's get right into the interview.
Greetings, metaphysicians. Welcome to the podcast today. I am so thrilled to be joined by Levi Kriya Reynolds today. Levi, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is so exciting. This is kind of a spontaneous interview. I love interviews like this. I love following the energy. And Levi and I connected over moldavite. And moldavite is certainly one of my favorite stones. I think one of Levi's favorite stones. And we are going to have a conversation about moldavite and it's all of the magical things that can be done with moldavite and how it helps to raise people's vibrations and expand on their spiritual journeys. So thank you so much for joining me. This is exciting.
Great. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Will you please, let's start out this conversation, Levi. I ask all of my listeners the same, all of my guests the same question. To start the interview is please tell us, share with us an experience that you've had that you feel was metaphysical in nature, or spiritual in nature. And it can have to do with moldavite or it can be anything. It doesn't have to do with moldavite.
All right, cool. So yeah, the one that comes to mind, it's quite relevant, is the moldavite. A few years ago when I was just getting into moldavite, I found out about this moldavite channeling ceremony. And long story short, end up going and I got out there and we were all laying there on the floor and we were actually experiencing a sound bath with this giant gong. It's quite extraordinary. And while we were going through the guided meditation, we were all trying to connect with our hearts best we could in different ways. And at some point, the woman that was guiding the meditation and holding space mentioned that she felt that we had attracted the attention of some UFOs in the area. This area wow. In the mountains is kind of well known for activity. And so at that point, she invited us to kind of open our hearts and, you know, to ask for help in healing or anything that could be done. And so while I was laying there, I was just trying to be still observant and trying to pay attention to anything that I could. And, you know, I was listening to, you know, everybody was having their own experiences and people were experiencing different things. And so after a little while realized, you know, I'm not really, wasn't picking up on anything that I could tell. And so I kind of gave it up out to whatever else was going on, even though I couldn't really sense anything or feel anything. And so I said, all right, well, I don't know if you're there, if you're there, you know, I give you permission to, you know, please work on my light body, please do healing, whatever you could do. And it was like a split second later, I felt like this full body energetic thing. And like almost like a release from my heart chakra area. And it was, you know, truly unexpected, and it's quite extraordinary. So that was, you know, it's one experience I'll never forget.
That's incredible. And like with the power of the sound bath as well, the sound healing, I really love gong bath and different types of sound healing, but particularly gongs. And so that must have been extremely powerful with that.
Oh yeah.
Vibration too. And were you all holding Moldavite, or how was the Moldavite part of that experience?
She set up a wonderful altar there with some crystals, some selenite, and she invited everybody to place their Moldavite up on the center there, the altar. We all put our Moldavite up there. Of course, I had a little bit more than normal. and so I had a couple pieces, one in each hand, and some people did have their Moldavite. So yeah, we each had some, and of course, you know, if somebody only had one, they would put it up on the altar there. And
wow.
So it was at the center of kind of a dome shaped room.
That's beautiful. One gong? How many gongs did you guys have?
Yeah, it was one very large gong. It was amazing because I'd never experienced anything like that before, and I was really surprised at how well it was played. I mean, you know, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I mean, it truly was amazing because the way he played it was very subtle, and then it would just gradually work up to a kind of a peak, and then, you know, back off of that. It was just really, really nice. It did quite well with it.
That's awesome. It really is. It's one of my favorite instruments to listen to. And this is a fairly recent thing. I had a really major spiritual experience. I just happened to have a very major spiritual experiences as well in the first gong bath that I've ever partaken in. And before that, I had never even heard of a gong bath or a sound, you know, much less like even sound healing. And it was phenomenal. I was not holding Moldavite, but it was at a very high vibrational place in Colorado a couple years ago, maybe like 5 years ago. And it was just really, really, really powerful. And so, you know, that those two things mixed together, I mean, that's incredible. You brought up something in your story that I think is really important just to highlight for our listeners. And that's that you were waiting there patiently. And it sounds like you were maybe thinking a lot or trying a lot. And then at some point you just kind of surrendered a little bit and said, you know, if you're there, let me know, you know, you asked for something, right?
Yeah.
You asked for an experience, you asked for help. And then a second later it came.
Yeah. Keep reading and hearing time from time again. It's, you know, sometimes you really have to ask, or you have to ask or give permission, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I like to highlight that every once in a while. And you did that. You brought that up beautifully, is that asking for help, asking for healing, and then like allowing it to come, you know, and being present and recognizing it when it comes. So that's a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love stuff like that.
Sure. Thank you for asking.
Oh, of course. I mean, oh my gosh, this is one of the major reasons I have this podcast is, you know, because I love hearing everybody's metaphysical stories, and I love hearing everybody's spiritual stories and spiritual awakening. So it's a huge pleasure. It's a huge pleasure and honor. So let's jump into our conversation about Moldavite. Let's just start with Levi. Can you tell us what is Moldavite and how does it work?
Okay. So Moldavite is classified as a green tektite. A tektite is a natural form of glass. It's kind of like obsidian, where obsidian is a natural form of glass created from a volcano. Well, Moldavite was created from a meteorite about 15 million years ago that impacted it's in Germany, scientists believe Germany, and the strewn field of Moldavite tektites are actually in the Czech Republic. That's where it's found. The Moldavite tektites themselves, there's a little bit of misinformation about moldavite being a crystal or a stone or a meteorite. It's actually none of those. It is a natural form of glass known as a tektite. And so the super, super intense heat from the meteorite impact vaporized a small portion of the meteorite as well as a portion of the Earth's crust, and which is a lot of quartz. So when the gases went up to the air, they began to cool. When they began to cool, they solidified, they turned into this green liquid and literally rained down to Earth. It must have been an incredible sight. They're found within about a 60-kilometer stream field in the Czech Republic. People dig down as much as 20, 30 feet to find them.
Wow.
So that's the kind of the, I guess if somebody, you know, would ask what moldavite is, but.
No, it's great. That's perfect. Cause a lot of people I know assume that it's a stone. It's sold at stone stores and you assume that it's a crystal or from the earth. And I think a lot of people know that it came from the sky or, you know, but that was a really, really good, great explanation of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also known as the gemstone that fell from heaven, because it has been faceted, turned into, you know, faceted gems. And it really is quite beautiful.
Yeah. I've heard there's so many stories about moldavite and they're all pretty fascinating. Like I don't know what are accurate and what aren't, but like just there's some really awesome, you know, stories and legend around moldavite. I've heard that potentially that stone was possibly involved in the Last Supper with Jesus. And I've heard that people might have thought that was emerald, but actually it was moldavite. And so there's all these really cool associations with it.
Yeah. There are books, whole books written about moldavite. There's just a lot of information about there. It's been used by humans for many, 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 you know, hundreds of thousands of years. It's been carved. It's been found on statues. Used as tools, flint napping and whatnot. For the most part, it really is a very, very powerful spiritual stone.
That's what's really kind of comes forward about moldavite, and is that it is very powerful spiritually, and it will help you kind of raise your level of consciousness. Certainly, raise your vibration, and it's known to help take people, I think, kind of forward in their evolution, especially their spiritual evolution. Can you say any more about, you know, moldavite's role and how that works, maybe, or what you have experienced with that?
Yes, absolutely. It truly is one of those. It's just one of those stones. I mean, if you're not familiar with it, and you find yourself, you know, going down the rabbit hole on the internet trying to learn about it, there's so much information about it out there, and you know, you kind of have to take some of it with a grain of salt, because yes, there are some extraordinary experiences and whatnot. It's kind of like, you know, if you're not familiar with it and, you know, the spiritual path is new to you, it might sound like something out of a movie. It really is that powerful. It's known as the Stone of Transformation, and it primarily works with the heart chakra. It also opens up the higher chakras, but that's the main one that it works with is the heart chakra. It helps to kind of break up and remove any negative energy in your field. Matter of fact, myself personally, I'm a little bit, I think too much. And so
Me too.
A lot of times, so it's like a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, the spiritual path was fairly new to me at the time. And so as I'm trying to overthink things, I'm trying to pay attention, you know, because I for about a month, I was just researching so much about it. And then I was actually quite afraid of it when I actually found it at a local crystal shop, you know, so all this stuff about it. And like, you know, and so when I first held a piece, I didn't really feel anything. And so, yeah, I didn't think too much of it, but I was still, I'm still a believer. I actually put it in the very back of my truck as I was driving back because I was so afraid of it.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know,
just of its power and what it was capable of helping you to do.
Yeah, well, it was mainly because of all the information on the internet, a lot of stuff on YouTube. And so there's so much stuff out there. And again, just kind of, you're going to have to experience it for yourself, because the thing is if you find that you're really drawn to learning about it, you're drawn to working with it, it's kind of calling to you in a way. Right. It's, you know, and so at the time I decided that, well, I didn't really feel anything. It's probably not doing nothing. So I decided to carry it with me. And as I did, I had a headache for 3 days straight. And that is one of the telltale things that they say, you know, with mold bite is that it purges, if you're not used to it, it purges negative energy from your field. And that can physically feel like you're ill. I mean, you can have headaches, you can feel nauseous, dizzy. You know, over the years, I've done a number of shows. And one show in particular was at the Edgar Casey ARE in Virginia Beach. There was a woman that was very sensitive to it. And so she picked it up and immediately turned beet red. She was sweating and whatnot. Wow. So I handed her this large smoky quartz, is here, ground. And so she held that for a minute. She said, yes, it's helping, and got some water. Now, you know, that's the extreme side. Now, on the extreme other side, you know, somebody will pick it up and they'll look at it. Oh, it's a pretty green rock, and they'll set it right back down. So there really is a gamut, you know, but for the most part, most people that are not necessarily sensitive to crystal energies will generally feel something from it. It's generally sensed or felt as kind of a sense of heat, sometimes tingling. Sometimes, you know, they'll feel it kind of up the arm a little bit, and others will feel it in the heart. Again, it kind of, you know, it seems to depend on, you know, kind of how in touch you are with your spirituality in some ways. And at the same time, you know, maybe if it's just kind of a sense of knowing, you might be drawn to it, but you not might not know necessarily why, but it's still doing its thing and, you know, on other levels.
Yeah, for sure. I know that's a really good description of it. When I have a similar kind of introduction to Moldavite myself, which was I had never heard of it. And I was somebody who was getting into crystals and like really I know amethyst, I know rose quartz, you know, things like that. And I was also going through a major spiritual, like coming into my spirituality, and one of my mentors in that, who was actually recently on the podcast, Jerry Becker, he got me a piece of Moldavite and told me about it. And that was the first I'd ever heard of Moldavite. And he said something similar. He said, maybe don't keep it on you the whole day. Like this, you know, that it will take, your vibration will likely, your field, your human self will, your body will likely need some time to adjust to the vibration of the stone. And like you said, everyone has different experiences with it. And I know that after that, once I did, you know, I did adjust to the vibration of Moldavite, and I wore it for several years, whether earrings or a pendant around my neck. And it really, really helped with my own spiritual transformation in it. And it's kind of like a really great time to be having this episode, particularly for my life, because I feel like I'm going through another major transformation. And this is all kind of like, maybe I need to grab some Moldavite again to help me out with that. But I have told other friends about it since then who also have reported similar physical, you know, being really tired if it the first day that they got it, or having a headache the first couple of days until their bodies adjusted to the vibration of it. So that was a really great explanation. I just wanted to pipe in with my own experience with that too.
Yeah, because you know, if you start feeling things like that, it's not necessarily, you know, a physical sickness. It's your body's detoxing energetically. And you know, one thing you were saying, or I think earlier, with the well, it's also known as quite a protective stone, in one way that the extraterrestrial nature of it is, you know, it's combined with the earthly nature. It's supposedly difficult for earthly entities to get beyond that. So if you feel it's for some reason that you want to clear something or you want to clear something from your own personal being, if you can, you know, work with Moldavite or carry a piece, it is protected because unearthly or earthly entities find it difficult to get beyond the extraterrestrial nature of Moldavite.
Yeah, definitely. just for our listeners, I don't know that we mentioned this. I don't think we mentioned this yet in this episode, but for folks who have never, can't really picture moldavite in their heads, moldavite is typically a green stone, and maybe you can go a little bit more into its typical appearance or feel to it. But I just wanted to add, you said that it resonates with the heart chakra a lot, and I resonate with that statement a lot. It's very heart opening, and for those of those listeners who may be kind of newer to hearing about stones, it's very typical that stones that are green resonate with the heart chakra. Maybe not in every case, but in a lot of cases, because the heart chakra vibrates to the color green. So I just wanted to make that connection there.
Yeah, so it's usually kind of a darker forest to kind of an olive green. And the texture is, well, they're depending on the location or locality where it's found, they're different textures, but it's primarily just got kind of cylindrical divots, and it's kind of hard to describe in some ways, but it's just an unusual texture to it.
It does, yeah.
If you're looking at a faceted piece, this is kind of getting into the advertising of moldavite in general. Like, so if you're new to moldavite, please make sure that you do your research, especially if you're buying something online, because when I first got into it, I realized that, you know, if you're not familiar with it, there are a number, or there's so many fakes being sold online. The best thing to do, if you can find, go to a local reputable crystal, you know, shop, something in your area. But if you are going to buy online, just make sure you learn about it, because there are people selling yellow moldavite, blue moldavite, red, and of course, fake green moldavite. And you really kind of have you've got to kind of know it, you know, learn about it before you buy it. And with the faceted pieces, that kind of gets to a point too, is that if you have a piece of moldavite that has a good sized chip in it, or the faceted pieces, there's a difference between natural genuine moldavite and fake moldavite. Is that man-made moldavite, it can have bubbles, whereas can also have like flow lines, but it will not have what are called lecherites. So lecherites are only found in natural moldavite. And these are seen under magnification. There are these tiny little worm-like inclusions, more or less, of concentrated forms of silica. So if you find that I guess we're kind of going down the rabbit hole, but if you're looking, you know, to see what the difference is, there are a couple different ways you can tell. But yeah, just make sure you educate yourself before buying.
No, I really appreciate that conversation, actually. And I think a lot of our listeners will too. It's really useful information. And on that topic, what was your kind of introduction to moldavite? When did moldavite enter your life, and why?
Well, at the time I was on a bit of a path of self-discovery, but I didn't realize it at the time. I was living in a camper off grid, no power, no water. And I found myself researching stones to help with astral travel, like to consciously astral travel without, you know, other stuff.
Nice.
And so I ran across a couple of videos talking about moldavite, and I quickly became fascinated. And so I was meditating with lapis lazuli, and I was, you know, trying to do that. And then, so that's basically how I got started, is, you know, looking for a way to astral travel.
That's great. That's really neat. Actually, astral travel is a topic that I've been wanting to have an episode on sometimes. So thank you for inviting me.
Oh, cool.
But so how have you found that? Let's talk a little bit about how you found that moldavite can be helpful for people. What is, you know, we've touched on this for sure, but if you have anything else to add, how can moldavite be helpful for people, and for whom? Who would moldavite be useful for?
All right. So moldavite is, again, it's known as a stone of transformation. That is in a nutshell a short description of, you know, kind of introduction if you're ready for change, if you're ready to kind of step onto your spiritual path, if you're ready to kind of shake things up in your life, both inner and outer, this is one thing that could really do it for you. there's just something about the energy of Moldavite. It's, you know, it's not something that's seen. It's just something that's experienced. Can I go ahead and read a couple of sentences from a book?
Absolutely. I am definitely into that.
Okay. So this book, it's called Love is in the Earth, and it's the Crystal and Mineral Encyclopedia by Melody. This is by far the best metaphysical crystal book that I've ever found. Part of the definition that she writes for Moldavite is this tektite holds an immense potential for the direct interdimensional accessing of higher dimensional galactic energies to draw into the Earth plane those thought patterns and light vibrations which are optimal to one's preparation for ascension and illumination. It facilitates strong, clear, and direct interdimensional interconnectedness between one's consciousness and the higher planes of light. So I guess on a higher level, that kind of sums it up.
That's beautifully stated, actually.
Yeah, it's there's so much about, I mean, this could easily be several shows, but then, you know, this is in a nutshell, it's if you're ready for change, if you're ready to kind of open and kind of clear your life of things that don't serve you, or if you're ready to kind of jumpstart your path in life, you know, whether, you know, whatever that is, this is really a great stone to work with, because it is also said to kind of bring out whatever potential is in each individual person. And again, I will attest to that, because after about 2 months of working with Moldavite, I began creating jewelry out of the blue. And so So if you're ready for change, I'd give it a try.
I love that description, and it is so spot on. And what's really cool is that what Moldavite does is kind of like, it's similar to what I try to do with this podcast too, it helped to wake people up spiritually and remember that they're souls having a human experience on this planet. And I feel like Moldavite is a really beautiful tool for doing that. So I love, you know, I love all that. And you actually, my next question for you, you just kind of answered a little bit, is how are you working with Moldavite now? And you were saying that you now make jewelry with it. Do you want to tell us just a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So Moldavite, it's something about it that just really drawn to work with. I thoroughly enjoy creating very unique and also very specific pieces of energy jewelry. It's, you know, it's almost like a chef in the kitchen where he has a whole host of spices and different sauces and everything. With the knowledge of everything that they're working with, the chef can create these very unique and very specific, very, very rich flavor combinations, dishes. And so, you know, I really feel like that's what I'm doing with the jewelry by taking, you know, Moldavite plus Herkimer diamond. And it, you know, and most people don't think about it, but really truly feel like in a way it's like the sum of the whole is greater than the individual parts, the individual stone energies. So if you take, you know, this plus this, it's going to give you a kind of a different feel to it, a different effect. And so it will affect the energetic body at different chakras in different ways. So it's kind of a different level. Also, I really enjoy working with meteorites, especially in the last year and a half, adding different meteorites with Moldavite. I make a Moldavite oil that's quite something else. Working on the
second. How do you use the oil?
Sorry
to interrupt.
You're good. So the oil just suggested that you could put a dot on the heart and a dot on the third eye and just kind of meditate. There's actually a video on my website of kind of the making of how it was made. I actually created it on the supermoon of 2016. It was the closest that the moon had been in 68 years. And then a year later, 2017, we had the full solar eclipse. So in the solar eclipse, I took the main mother batch, I put it out there in the at the kind of the height of the eclipse, and I added phenakite, danbarite, and rhodazite to the main mother batch. So all of that energy is in this oil, and it's with 100% pure essential oils, frankincense, ylang-ylang, if I'm pronouncing it right, and lavender with some other stuff.
That sounds incredible.
People really enjoy it. I mean, it's I will sometimes put Moldavite in water, although I haven't done it in a while. And I remember one of the first few times when I tried that, my ears began ringing like really loud.
That's a lot of really great information. I've never heard of Moldavite being used as an oil, but of course you hear about other oils and tinctures made of different crystals. So of course you could use the vibration in that way. And that sounds really, really neat.
It's stable. So, I also tried making some Moldavite kombucha, also brew kombucha. And so,
how's that going for you?
Oh, good. if you think about it, Moldavite, the energy of Moldavite, it's in a container with a SCOBY, which is also alive. It's creating these probiotics, really good for you.
Right.
And so, personally, again, I'm a little bit too much thinking. I've tried to have to dial back on that, but I didn't really sense much of anything. But I know, I have faith that, it's doing its thing.
Right. Yeah. You and I are similar that way. Actually, stones, different types of stones have been really useful in bringing me out of my head and more into my heart. And Moldavite is one of those stones. Yeah. Thinking, right? And a lot less in my mind now than I used to be. And partially because of tools like Moldavite to help get more into the body and more into the heart, more into the soul. Yeah, I also really loved your analogy to cooking and having the different ingredients and making something that is greater than the sum of its parts. And that really resonates for me, especially with the jewelry and the Herkimer diamonds with Moldavite. I've heard that before as well. Like, that is a well-known combination with Moldavite that's very powerful.
Yeah, the thing is, most people don't give it much thought, but what it is that you're carrying, what you're wearing on your body, it's all vibration. And when a quartz, any type of quartz it kind of acts as like a stabilizer and also an amplifier in a way. And when you really dive deep into the metaphysical side and you really get to the heart of whatever the sources are, and you have a greater understanding, you can then begin to really do some incredible stuff with it. And that's why I really enjoy working with the stone energies, because it's very effective.
Yeah, it's really, really powerful, especially with Moldavite. Wow, I really enjoyed everything that you've been saying about this stone, and it's bringing back experiences that I've had with it. And I have not been working with Moldavite super closely just this past year, but it was so instrumental in my spiritual development. And I'm just taking this moment to be like extremely grateful to that stone and for you for popping up when you did that we could have this conversation. Is there anything else kind of coming up for you right now in your heart and your mind that you'd like to share?
If you find that, this episode of this show kind of captures your imagination, if you've never heard of Moldavite, then I just urge you to go and, try and find a piece, because it truly is one of those stones that can absolutely change your life. I mean, it's not in no subtle way. I mean, it's, again, it will shake things up, but if you're ready for change and you're ready to kind of get your heart in the right place and the right path, this really is one of those things that can do that for you. One bit of advice I forgot to mention earlier was that if you're brand new to Moldavite, it's recommended that you work with it for just a little bit and then set it down. See how it affects you. Because, right. Again, some people are sensitive and they don't know it. And then, pow, it's like, whoa, what was that? And then they're shied away from it. But, again, if you just work with it for a little bit and, just kind of see what you experience, then, kind of gradually work up to it.
Definitely. I would definitely second that. And like invitation to our listeners, if you are, you know, if you're intrigued by this episode and go and find some Moldavite to work with and you have an experience, please write into the podcast and tell us about it. We would love to share those experiences with Moldavite. And Levi, please let us know, tell us now how can folks find out more about you and your jewelry and your excellent Moldavite creations?
Cool. Yeah. So the business name is Moldavite Life. Started out moldavitelife.com. This year I've grown into a new site, moldavitejewelry.com. So there I see a large selection, probably the largest selection of Moldavite jewelry with extraordinary combinations of, you know, different stone energies, phoenicite, super seven, you name it, you know, with Moldavite. Check it out there. Also, I have a podcast on YouTube, the Moldavite Podcast or Moldavite Life Podcast. This is kind of, you're inspiring me to kind of get my podcast up there on iTunes. It's not up there yet, but so the podcast is where I was trying to share all of the experiences that I was, you know, going through, because, you know, when I first found it, you know, found Moldavite, it really, it made that much of an impact on my life. I feel like, you know, I wanted to share this because of, you know, some of the information that was out there just, you know, I didn't feel that it personally resonated with me or wasn't on point, but at the same time, you know, trying to, you know, get it out there in a podcast form, just like what you're doing here. This is really, really great what you're doing with the show.
Yeah, it's such a great way to get information out. And I am looking forward to checking out your podcast on YouTube. And yeah, get it on iTunes. Why not? You know, you can, I guess it's not, I don't know if it's iTunes anymore, Apple Media, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, right.
whatever everything is now. But I think that, I mean, obviously I don't even know if people know this. I listened to podcasts for maybe 10, 15 years before I even considered doing one of my own, but it's such a lovely way of getting information and listening while you're, you know, driving or doing other work or working out or whatever. So yeah, I'm excited to look into your podcast too. It's great.
I'll be sure to share you know, your podcast with all the people checking out mine.
Yeah, for sure. I love that cross referencing. It's amazing, and it just helps our listeners get connected to anything that's going to help them in their spiritual development. You know, we're both kind of in the same field here, and yeah, that's really powerful. So I think we'll leave it there for today for the interview. And thank you again, Levi, so much for joining today and being so flexible and spontaneous. And I think that our listeners are going to get a lot out of this episode.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me. Really appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.
I hope you all enjoyed that episode as much as I did. I absolutely love Moldavite. It was extremely poignant and important for my own spiritual awakening and transformation. For today's bonus content for this episode, we're going to do a little something different. Levi has generously donated two of his Moldavite oils to us here at the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. And we are going to use one of those oils to pick one of our existing patrons out of a hat to send that to for bonus content for existing Let's Get Metaphysical patrons of the show. And we are going to use the other one and send that one to any new patrons. We're going to put all the new patrons from now until the end of the year, December 31st, anyone who becomes a new patron of the podcast, we're going to put your names in a hat and choose one of you to receive this other gift of Moldavite oil from Levi today. So if you're interested in becoming a patron of the podcast, you can do that for as little as $2 a month to support this podcast. And you can go to patreon.com/letsgetmeta to do that. So come on over and jump in to see if you can get the Moldavite oil for our new patrons. And thank you so much for joining us on this episode. We will catch you next time. Stay meta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's Get Metaphysical is entirely listener supported. If you like what we're doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we'd really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Treefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Physical.